是 we finish this 마하나만 지켜봤던.
昨天我们那个第八节第47节我们就讲完了，对吧？
응?
So, they didn't say anything, so it seems that.
저희는 yeah, this already covered many points, no? So you can ask, tell, still any question they can ask, otherwise we'll go to the next rule, which is Suramiraya.
Suramiraya, okay. So that means 51, no?
Yes, because the rest we've done.
啊，都说那个那个，然后如果大家没有问题的话，下面就开始讲那个第五十一条八七第二，就是饮酒戒。Okay, seems no question. So you can ask somebody to read it.
Okay, so then last who read? Yes, Pinyarat, is your turn, no?
念一下那个第五十一。
郭世尊游行于知其空，而我马头欲马，牧牛者牧畜。牧畜者，他牧畜者，农夫、女人等，见师尊远远而来，见以白师尊，他得请师尊勿往安巴提达，他得安巴提达，鞭法还至，至耶，至安，著有神通，猛之龙，勿食彼害师尊。如斯言时，是两次、三次，牧牛者、牧畜者、农夫、女人、白师尊、大德、安巴提达、护士、比海师尊，第三次师尊仍旧默然。于是师尊渐渐游行至跋陀月盘，师尊寄住于跋陀月盘。其实巨兽说迦陀智安巴达达鞭法还智智安智以入火舍舍草之夫具结跏趺坐端正身躯令其正念于前。其实比龙见巨兽杀迦陀入怒而吐烟，巨兽杀迦陀即吐烟，比龙不胜怒而放出火焰，巨兽沙迦陀即复入火界三界而放火焰，于是巨兽沙迦陀以火焰降服龙之火焰后，往跋陀月跋时，世尊于跋陀月跋随意住宿，而后向乔赏尼出发游行。乔赏尼之优婆塞闻悉尊者婆迦陀与安巴提达毒龙决斗之时，世尊即渐渐游行至乔赏尼时，乔赏尼之优婆塞奉迎世尊后，至巨兽沙迦陀处，至以向巨兽沙迦陀温群而一面立，乔赏尼之优婆塞立于一面，与巨受沙迦陀曰：“那得尊师等有何种喜好，且难得之物，我等当早作备。”如是言时，六旬毗库对乔赏尼之优婆塞等如此言：“前者纯净迦叭阿提迦久明难比丘等喜好，且难得之物，我等备此物。”于是乔赏尼之优婆塞每家预备纯净之迦提迦，见巨兽说迦陀来起时，而与说迦陀曰：“大德尊者，说迦陀请汝迦提迦。”于是巨兽迦陀说迦陀与每家引纯净之迦提迦出阵时，倒卧于阵口。即使世尊与众多故去出此阵，见巨兽迦陀说迦陀倒卧于阵口，而告诸比库曰：“诸比库，扶持说迦陀，如是是尊。”诸比库应诺， 将巨兽说迦陀带回僧团，令其头向十分而卧。然而巨兽说迦陀转身，足向十分而卧。其实世尊告诸故于诸比库，先前说迦陀是否恭敬其顺从如来耶？然世尊，诸比库，今说迦陀恭敬其顺从耶？世尊不然。诸比库，说迦陀与安巴提达斯隆共斗耶？然世尊，诸比库，说迦陀今人能与龙斗耶？世尊不能斗。诸比库，是否以因之物而成无意识耶？不然世尊。诸比库，说迦陀非相应法，非随顺行，非威仪，非沙门行，非清净行，非所当闻。诸比库，何以说迦陀为名称也？诸比库，此非令信者生信而至。诸比库，汝等当如是诵此绝处。引须罗面罗耶九者，阿悉耶。引者若引如草叶端之量，即阿悉耶。须罗酒就为小麦酒、饼酒、米酒、酵母酒、食调和酒。面罗耶酒则为花酒、果酒、蜜酒、甘蔗酒此等之调和酒。与酒有酒响而已，阿悉耶。与酒有仪响，与酒有非酒响而已，是八戒。与非酒有酒响，是莫作；与非酒有仪响，是恶作；与非酒有非酒响者，慢也。与非酒而有酒色、酒香、酒味而言之，饮以酒调羹、调肉、调麻油者，安摩罗之非酒而含有酒精之物。是皇子最初是犯行的无犯也。
So let's see what Gangavatirini tells. Can read Gangavatirini also.
在饮古酒品第一，饮古酒、花果酒者，此中有古粉等所制的酒为可酒，有花等所制的酒精为花果酒。这两者既是饮用从种子长出的草根之酿者，在美加行行多罗，在高场比善来长老的故事制定，共同制定无命令三法行多罗。在非酒存酒响或疑者恶作，在非酒存非酒响者，饮用非酒而有酒色酒色香味的咸酸呛或苏打，有各种药混合之成者，为了取香味，放入少量的酒儿、煮羹等，在那里调理同煮羹肉油、有鱼干子、哈摩勒汁等所制非酒而与酒相似的阿利塔，饮用那者以及疯狂者等无罪。这里有此两种构成要素：酒的状态情况以及饮用那酒等起等与羊毛穴处等起相似，而此穴处为世间罪，不善行三受，有作非有想而逃脱无心的，不知而饮者亦犯无心的。
Finish.
Okay. Now we have here monk with Sahi powers. Well, not like us. So then she will fight with a dragon. Dragon, Indian dragon. Indian dragon.
嗯，我们这个故事里边讲了一个有神通的比库，那个然后这个比库可以跟那个龙，那个会那个球像一些战斗。
So and then he defeated the Indian dragon. So and he become famous. Famous, no? So people was so pleased, and they try to offer him something.
然后这个比库打败龙以后变得很有名，然后这个地方人变得很高兴，然后想说就不需要贡献点东西。
So then again now Chabagya Bhikkhus, clever monks, no? Clever Chabagya Bhikkhus, they told the people to give him a kind of liquor. It's called kapotika, pasana. So then, and then because those days there was no rule for bhikkhus, Sagara, who had jhanas, who had sahi powers and so forth, he started drinking from house to house.
这个事儿聪明的六亲比丘告诉人们要给这个尊者供养一碗酒，然后那个时候佛陀也没有制定就是有关酒的学术，所以说这个人们给这个比丘供养酒之后，这个尊者就每家每户的喝酒。
So then, you can see that even monks who attend jhanas and have sahi powers, they have not this kind of sensibility or sensitivity to understand what is harmful. It's called how what can intoxicate the mind.
他说那个，他说但从这个例子可以看到，就是即使是具备禅达和神通力的这种比丘，他心也缺乏一种敏感性，就是说，去分辨就是哪些东西是有害，哪些东西对这个心是有迷醉性。
So, and then after he got drunk, so he even without his knowledge, he put his feet towards the Buddha. So then, although the monks put his head towards the Buddha, he put, because drunk, no, he was rolling on the ground, and only when he put his feet towards the Buddha.
然后这个比丘喝醉以后呢，然后那个在无意识状态下，那个他脚垫失尊，然后这样睡，然后那个住比库是企图把他头拉过来，拉到那个失尊那边，但是他还是那个把那个脚垫失尊。
So this was the regarded as disrespectful. And it says also, you know. Yes. Formerly he was respectful. Now, after he drank, he does not know and he behaves in this respectful way. This is what the Buddha wrote.
然后佛陀是，然后这个比丘这种行为是对佛陀是不太恭敬的。然后佛陀这是说，你看这个比丘以前对佛陀很恭敬，然后现在就变这么不恭敬。
Therefore now there are tradition in these countries. If we see it, for example, we don't put our feet towards the Buddha statue. That's called, in Thailand, it's very strict. In Burma also, the people have to sit like that. So, to put the feet behind if they make vandana.
然后那个在缅甸的时候，他们在礼佛的时候，也要把那个脚朝向后面。
Therefore now and the Buddha put a good point here, made a good point. So then that this monk Sagara, who will defeat a dragon, now. He has been defeated by the liquor.
他说
By drinking this, it is pachitya. Now we're going to explain what sura is and what meraya is.
然后以上我们就讲这些因缘。然后在这里边有两个术语，一个是古酒，一个是花果酒。然后下面开始解释什么是古酒，什么花果酒。
Now here, sura, it is defined that it is made from pitta, from flower. Flower means. Greens, like for example, people they can grind cereals, for example, crush them, or even other what's called vegetables, for example, potato, carrot, any other vegetable who have carbohydrates, so starch. So they grind them and they make powder like that. And from that they ferment it. They put a lot of water and so on, other grains, ferment it, and then they get, it's called, usually we call this beer. Beer. This is what beer is made. Okay? How beer is made.
Okay. But you said vegetables. So this kind of vegetable means something like potato.
Potato, yes, any who has a vegetable who has a lot of starch.
Starch, oh, okay. 然后他说那个，这个地方说的谷酒呢，是主要是使用的那种谷物，面粉，或者说是用含有大量淀粉的那种蔬菜，所炼成的酒，然后这种酒也包括那个啤酒。
And it's called kina pakita. Kina means they make some enzymes, they put enzymes in. So for the fermentation. These actually can produce alcohol content. Other ingredients can be as called cakes, leftover cakes. For people, they put, they made out of so what, some sweet meats. They put them together, crush them and so what, and they recycle them. They make them turning into alcohol.
然后这个制作生酒原来也可以吃剩的饼或者甜食之类的东西，然后人们把它收集起来，然后制作这种酒。And
one other is rice also. It is your odana means cooked rice. They cook the rice and then put enzymes. They leave it for a long time to ferment and becomes alcohol.
然后也可以是米。
So then,
就是煮熟的米。
Okay, now for you to understand how sura is made, there is a Jataka story how people discovered for the first time how people discovered alcohol. And I'll tell this Jataka story.
为让大家理解这个谷酒是怎么做出来的，然后给大家讲一个本身故事，然后这个本身故事里边讲的就是人们一开始是怎样发现酒精这种东西的。So
as it seems, formerly people did not know how to make alcohol. And then according to that Jataka story, there was a hunter who went deep in the mountains of Himalaya. And then he saw a big tree and many birds singing very beautifully and being so joyful. He never saw this, birds behaving like that. So, and he want to investigate, what is the reason?
然后他说，在很久以前有个猎人，然后他去那个喜马拉雅的山森林里边去打猎。 然后他在树林里面发现一只非常漂亮的鸟，然后这个鸟唱歌唱得非常好听，然后他说这猎人说我之前没有见过这种鸟，然后唱得这么好听，然后他想知道这个鸟为什么会出现。So
he went close to the tree and saw that these birds, they go down the tree. There is a hollow, a hollow in the tree. So and they go then they drink. There is some liquid inside. They drink, and after drinking, oh, they starting singing and become very joyful.
他说那个，然后这个猎人就靠近那个树，看着树有空隙的洞，然后这个洞里边有个液体，然后这小鸟在这洞里边喝这液体之后呢，就开始很兴奋唱歌，然后变得非常愉快。
So and then he also drank, and he also felt very good.
然后这个猎人他也喝了这种液体，然后自己感觉很好。
So then he saw then how this happened.、
Mm.
So then he saw that these birds, they go in some、wild rice、
mm.
area. There was some area, there was some、very close to the tree, a wild rice, that's called、grows. These birds, they go and take the seeds、
mm-hmm.
of the rice grains.、
Mm.
So, and then eat them on the tree. While they try to break the...、to separate the skin、
mm.
of the rice grain,、
mm.
some rice grains, they fall inside the hollow of the tree.、
Yeah.
Of the hollow. Down is the hollow of the tree.、
Mm.
And so then without husk,、mm. without husk, they fall inside the tree.、
Mm.
And after rain comes,、
mm.
water accumulates inside the hollow.、
Mm.
Okay. Mm. And then this rice grain, after long, they start again fermenting.And then they produce a kind of alcohol gets produced inside the hollow of the tree.
然后呢，然后这个事，然后这个猎人观察这种液体是怎样产生的。然后他发现这个小鸟呢，他们会去附近稻田里边去折一些米粒过来，然后就是在这个树上吃这个米粒。然后他们吃这个米粒的时候，先把这个米粒脱皮。然后它脱皮过程中就会有一些米粒掉到这个树的空心洞里边，然后后来这掉到空心洞里边，它没有把这个米粒取出来，然后实际上山上天开始下雨，然后雨水开始积累在这个洞里边，然后时间长以后呢，这个洞里边掉下这米粒开始发酵，然后慢慢就开始产生这个酒精。
So then he observed the birds again, found out how this happened, and then.He drank, however many he drank, and he took also some part with him also.、
Yeah.
And carried it and went back to the city and showed this to the king.、
Yeah. 然后这个猎人经过好多次观察以后，他自己喝了一些这个液体，然后自己又带走一些液体，然后把这液体带到城市里边，然后献给城市里边的国王。
So then the king tested it. He found it very good.、
嗯、然后国王尝一下，觉得也很好。
Then he thought, how you can also make this to produce it.、
嗯、
and then this hunter told him, this is the method.、
嗯、然后这个国王就想着这个你是怎么做这么好的液体的？然后这个猎人就把方法告诉这个国王。
So therefore, they prepared barrels,、
mm-hmm.
Pots like that.、
Mm-hmm.
They put water in it. They put、rice grains,、
mm-hmm.
a lot of rice grains.、So、then they sealed the water pot, and they waited to see what will happen.
然后所以说他们就在那个桶里边放上水和米，然后把那个桶给封上，那个封上，然后就等，然后看后面会发生什么。
After some time.This rice grain becomes so dissolved in the water and starting producing alcohol.
然后过一段时间后，这个米就开始溶解在水里边，然后就开始产生酒精。
So after this experiment, they found how to produce alcohol.
然后做这个实验之后呢，人就开始说怎样制作那个酒精了。
And then they called it shura.
嗯。然后这样的酒被称为古酒。
Because after drinking, you feel very, very, it's called strong like that. And Sura has that meaning, heroic.
Deva something. Sura means hero.
See, so not, so it can be hero, yeah.
Okay.
Sura has different meanings, but it is a feeling, no? The feeling you feel like that, strong like that.
然后虚罗这个词呢，它本身有英雄的意思。然后它就是之所以把古酒称为虚罗呢，就是因为你喝了酒以后，就觉得自己很强壮，然后感觉自己像个英雄一样，所以就给它称这个古酒称古酒为虚罗。
So therefore now, according to that story, and according to this definition, that sura can be produced from odana, can be also boiled rice also.、
Mm.
Any grains,、
mm.
So there is some truth in it. So it is not any intoxicant, ordinary intoxicant. It is for plants and like that. It's just the alcohol content which can intoxicate the mind.
然后他根据这个地方定义呢，说这个古酒可以是个生米，可以是个熟米，也可以是其他谷物那个其他谷物做成的。然后他从原料上看，他这个酒，或者说他没有加任何的酶催剂，只是制作酒之后，产生这个酒精，是精迷醉。
So then, now going to the criminal investigations.Which has been done in European countries and so forth, they found out how car accidents happen because of people have drunk. What is the moment a person loses control, as called after drinking alcohol, and how accidents can happen and what level of intoxication? So, according to this,investigation, they found out actually, it's called after drinking some alcohol, before one gets intoxicated, one feels so strong, so confident. That is why people start accelerating with a car. Okay? They become so confident, they start making maneuvers on the car, they try to overtake, and they feel so strong. And that is where actually they lose control and accidents can happen. Not the time they are intoxicated. Before intoxicationstarts.
So before the instant intoxication?
Before the real intoxication starts means because you're starting feeling like dizzy,
dizzy, okay.
It is a period after drinking alcohol when you feel strong and so very confident and you want to accelerate with the car, you feel so good and then you try to overtake others or like that, even thinking, oh, red light, no problem, I can go. So then you become overconfident.
他说然后根据在欧洲等地做这个分析调查，然后他这个调查的调查就是这个车祸与喝酒的关系，然后他们列出了在那个血液的不同的酒精浓度之下，和这个出现车祸的概率之间的关系，然后他们发现呢，就是说这个喝了酒之后。到你就是因为喝酒而就是从喝了酒之后到你因为喝酒而感觉到晕眩之前，有这么一个阶段，就是说你因为喝酒感觉自己很强壮，然后觉得自己非常自信，然后因为这种自信就开始加速，开始超车，开始闯红灯，然后最后就开始失控，然后最后就是出现了车祸。
So therefore, it is some truth then that after drinking a certain amount of alcohol, one feels.Strong, wants to boast and so on, feels overconfident. So, and this is what actually conflicts can come, accidents can happen. And it's called sometimes even with people, fights can come up.
他说那个喝了酒之后呢，因为你会过度自信，所以你开始就觉得自己很强，然后开始吹牛。然后因为这个呢，然后就可能产生各种各样的冲突，各种各样的事故呢是斗殴。
So after some times, when the alcohol gets fully absorbed from the body, then it hits the brain, and then one starts becoming dizzy like that and loses the control because the small brain on the back of the brain, as called, gets affected, and then one loses even control of one's posture.One is control. One might even fall down sometimes.
他说这样。他说，然后在这个阶段过了以后，然后这个酒精在整个身体之内被那个完全的吸收，然后开始影响大脑。但是酒精开始影响你大脑的时候，你开始觉得身体开始发晕，然后进一步让酒精还会影响到你的小脑。然后呢，酒精开始影响小脑之后呢，你开始不能控制自己的动作，然后可能就倒在地上。
So, and then vomiting might come up. Some people if over drink, they vomit, go and vomit. So then.
然后这就你可能会呕吐，然后有些人一喝多了就开始吐。
So then, now regarding Meraya, Now, Miraya is called, is made of pupa, or flowers, or pala, fruits, or madhu. Now, other there are two explanations here, but anyway, gula, even gula, it is from, what is it called? From
sugar cane.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Gula, sugar. No, sugar. No, sugar cane. Sugar.
Okay, sugar.
Or samparasanyuta, what is called mixed out of these ingredients. Okay?
然后这个地方那个花果酒它原来可以是花可以是果可以是那个蜜也可以是糖然后那个甘蔗酒是张果酒是蔗糖酒然后也可以这几种酒这可以这几种酒那个混合
So now pupa means how it is from flowers. Flowers, there are certain flowers, for example, coconut flowers, these palm flowers, they can produce a lot of trichloros. Inside they have a lot of trichloros. They produce a lot of carbohydrates. If people take these and ferment them, they get kind of wine like that.
他说那个这花为什么酿酒呢？他说比方说有些植物，像这个椰子花，它里边还有大量糖浆，然后这种糖浆里边当然还有大量的碳化合物，然后这东西一发酵就会变成酒。So
then and for fruits we have like grapes, how the wine is made, we have different other fruits who can make liquor. So then, from banana you can make liquor.
Apple.
Apple.
Yes.
So many fruits, you can take this kind of liquor.
然后从葡萄里边，我们可以做出葡萄酒来。然后除了葡萄之外，还有很多其他水果，比如香蕉、苹果，这都可以做成酒。
Madhu it is honey, or gula is sugar. They can make liquor out of that.
然后那个蜜和糖也一样可以做酒。
Therefore now, Miraya can include any wine, liquor, it goes to this category. And it is more alcohol content than Sora. Because now Sora it is more like, it looks like beer, no? Le beer, so what is natural fermentation of cereals, most of the cereals. So they go to the level of beer. Of course, those days the people didn't have to distill, how to distill these things.
Yes, yes, yes.
So then, therefore, it goes to the category of beer.
Okay.
The rest is it's called wine.
他说在古代时候，这个花果酒比那个谷酒的那个酒含量更高一些。就是说，像古代人喝那个这种谷酒，一般来说就是啤酒形式的，因为古代人他不懂怎么蒸馏，所以他做不出白酒来。
Therefore, these are natural fermentation and they can be up to 14% of alcohol. 14% of alcohol.
So this 14% means Sura or Miraya?
Sura or Miraya, I don't know, something like it. It's natural fermentation. Usually Sura, it has less content. Maybe 10%, I don't know how much.
然后他说那个用自然发酵方法生产，说花果酒的酒精含量会达到在百分之14%左右。然后如果是不自然发酵的果酒的话，它那个酒精度还那个比这还要低一些。Therefore,
one has to drink a lot in order to get intoxication, and this is what we have been to Sagada. He has to go from house to house to house to house, and then he drank so much, then only become intoxicated.
所以说像酒精度这么低的酒，就是你要喝很多才能喝醉。然后这个之间医院里边这个比控呢，它实际上是在每家每户都喝了一些酒，然后喝了很多醉。
Nowadays, people they found how to distill to distill them. So then to making spirits. Spirit means very concentrated alcohol, up to 40%, even more. So that is a strong drinks, I call strong drinks, like whiskey, vodka, other spirits, I don't know what and so what, like arak,
rum, brandy,
all this belongs to the distilled alcoholic drinks.
他说现在但是人们开始掌握蒸馏这种技术之后呢，然后就开始能制造出来，就是那个酒精度在40%以上的烈酒了。然后这些烈酒包括那个威士忌、伏特加、朗姆酒、白兰地等等。
And after the industrial revolution, when people find starting inventing machines, so they make machines how to make quick distillations. And ultimately, they produce mass production of alcohol. So the price of alcohol went down, and that alcohol nowadays you have everywhere alcohol all over the world.
然后在工业革命之后呢，然后然后人们开始发明了基金快速蒸馏方法。然后进行这个方法之后，然后酒开始大批量生产，然后那个价格开始降低。所以说现在在那个全世界任何地方，你都可以看到酒类。
So then, now some factories they have good quality of alcohol, but some factories because of this quick mass production, they put also ethanol, other ingredients, which are poisonous. And there are also many people who die after drinking and so forth. Several bottles finish alcohol, they die. So many people die because of alcoholic drinks.
但是有些工厂生产就是质量比较高，但是也有些工厂他们那个大批量生产，然后为了降低成本，他那个酒里边还有那个比方甲醇等很多有毒物质，然后喝这种酒以后，有人喝了几瓶，然后就死掉了，而且现在有很多人就是因为喝酒而死去。
And there is a high rate of people who die from alcohol in every country.
在每个国家就是那个喝酒人死亡率都是比较高的。
Either because of liver problems, either because of car accidents. So. Because after become violent something, people they hit each other, they shoot each other and so on. So therefore now there is a high rate of deaths which take place in every kind of because of alcohol.
他说在每个国家喝酒人死亡率高的原因，可能包括那个肝病，包括那个车祸，包括因为那个饮酒那种暴力行为，别人互相殴打，互相射击。
So now in Sri Lanka. It is the same. Yes, now you'll be surprised. So then, an example is from, like, for example, here in Sri Lanka there was a war. War between Tamils and Sri Lankans, no? About 30 years. 30 years.
30 years, okay.
I call 30 years fights.
The last century,
you mean? Yes, about... Now finished, no?
Yes.
Before 2000, I mean, when you finished 2009 finished, no?
Yes.
Before 2009, up to 2009, 30 years there were fights between the Sri Lankan army and terrorists and so on.
Yes.
Okay? Now, during this 30 years period, the people who have died in these fights, okay, and the people who died of alcohol, okay, if you compare them, far more people died because of alcohol in Sri Lanka, drinking alcohol and accidents, than by the war itself.
他说就给大家举个例子，就是在那个1980年到2009年之间呢，就是那个斯里兰卡政府军和那个泰缅蒙古组织打了30年的仗。然后呢，就说大家统计一下，就是说在这三十年当中，然后因为那个战争而死去的人数量，和因为那个酒精而死去的人数量，大家发现那个在这三十年当中，因为酒精而死去的人远远多于在这三十年当中因为战争而死去的人。
I can't remember the figure, but it must be about 70,000 people who died of alcohol.
70,000.
And the people who died because of war, I don't know about 10,000 something like that. 10,000, 20,000, something like that.
他说那个，在这年当中，他说那个因为酒精死亡人数超过7万，然后那个直接因为战争死去的人可能只有2万多，这个数据他记得不是很清楚。
Therefore now, alcohol is more dangerous than war.
所以说酒精比战争更可怕。
And people think to prevent war, but actually they are dying because of this alcohol itself.
然后人们就知道发生战争，但是他们不知道很多人因为那个酒精而死。
And even then, the factories of produce alcohol, they increased. The government does not try to stop these factories who produce alcohol. Alcohol. During these 30 years, even up to now, more and more factories came up to produce more alcohol in the country.
他说那个，他说在这三十年当中，然后那个四爷那厂，那山酒的工厂不断增加，然后政府并没有采取任何措施阻止这种趋势，然后这一直到现在，就是四爷那厂山酒的工厂还一直在增加。
This is insanity. Insanity is what which
这是一种疯狂。
So then, whatever the case is, so then. You must know that now monks who observe this rule, who observe this rule and so what, it is for the benefit of their own benefit and for the benefit of other people, because monks can give good example.
他说那个，他说那个，所以说对，对这二阶比库来说，他那些大家，他要知道，就是说这二阶既是为了自己的利益，也是为他人利益。为他人利益呢，是因为这个比库通过这二阶可以给他人树立更好的榜样。
So then, alright, this is okay. Now the offenses. And there is no excuse because of wrong perception. Okay.
然后这二阶是非有想得
错的。So even if it is alcohol, and the monk thinks it's not alcohol and he drinks, it is paccity offense.
然后那个如果他就比库喝东西是酒，然后他喝这个东西是以那个非有想不这东西喝下去，然后他还是犯paccity。
So in the same way, if he is in doubt, is it alcohol? Is not alcohol? Why this alcohol? And the monk drinks. It again, it is a paccity offense.
然后他喝这个酒的时候，如果他喝东西是酒，然后他一想喝下去，也一样是paccity。
In that case, now we have to check. If people offer something to us, you have to check what is it. So then, before drinking it, you know, not to fall into any offense.
所以说那个如果人们给你灌两瓶饮料，然后再喝之前一定要检查一下，这到底是什么东西，以免犯罪而且。
So then, but it says that there are no offenses if the alcohol contained in a bottle is so much that the color cannot be seen. Let me see. Yes, the smell cannot be tested. Cannot be smelled, and the test cannot be tested of the alcohol. Okay. If he drinks that, it is no offense.
So that means it is alcohol, but it has no alcohol appearance, no alcohol smell, no alcohol taste.
Yes, but the alcohol contains so much, so little. That you can't see the color,
okay.
You can't smell it,
okay.
And you can't taste it.
Okay. 他说这个有一种情况是无罪的，然后无罪情况是这个东西里边含有酒精，但是它已经没有那个酒色、酒香和酒味了，就是说你通过看不出酒色，然后通过闻不出酒香，通过尝不出酒味，这样的话你喝这个东西是无罪的。
You know, therefore now in the chapter of medicines Mahavagapali, the Buddha allowed monks who are sick to drink this kind of alcoholic some decoctions, for example. When the doctor has to put some alcohol inside in order to make it effective. So the Buddha allowed if no color, smell and taste can be sensed by the monk, he can drink it.
他说，所以大品的药监督里边呢，他说那个 发的允许比护，就是说，如果说医生给开出处方是一种药汤，然后这个药汤里边还有酒精的，但是这种加酒精的药汤之后呢，就是说已经看不出酒色，闻不出酒香，尝不出酒味了。对这样的药汤的比护是允许饮用的。
Nowadays we have this kind of vitamin syrup.
Vitamin syrup.
Which sometimes they put alcohol inside for the body to absorb the vitamin. So, if one drinks, one can't suspect is alcohol. One can't smell, can't taste, nothing. The amount is so small, so then you can't even feel anything as well. That is alcohol inside.
他说现在有些维生素糖浆呢，他为了促进维生素在体内吸收，他可以加一点酒精，然后但是正他加的酒精量很小，所以说你在喝的时候就根本不会怀疑，因为你根本尝不出酒精味儿了，所以说呢，然后这种糖浆是可以允许的。
So then the man can drink, a pico can drink this, no problem.
然后这吃非用这种糖浆是没有任何问题。
So and then the drinks, for example, if you see, they look like alcohol.But it is only the color. No problem. The same way, some drinks, they have only the smell of an alcohol, but there is no alcohol. Only smell. But there is only some other alcoholic drinks, they have taste like alcohol, but it is not real alcohol. It's just artificial taste.
Okay.
So in that case now, no problem by drinking it.
就是还有一些不那个就是不含酒精的饮料，然后这些不含酒精饮料，它只是那个颜色看起来像酒，或者说这个不含酒精饮料，它只有那个香味儿，那个香味儿气味儿，那个气味儿闻起来像酒，或者只有那个味道尝起来像酒，但是里面实际上不含酒精，但是像这些东西都是允许的。
So there are also dishes which people prepare by putting alcohol inside and then burn it.So to make it more tasty. So, like for example, they put the fry. It's called meat.
Yes.
Meat and so forth. And then when it is hot, very hot, they put alcohol inside to make it more tasty. So then, because of the heat, that alcohol evaporates. Only the tasty part remains. The smell and so forth remains.But there is no any alcohol effect because of the heat. Therefore, it is not offense to drink, to take this food and eat it.
他说呢，他说现在有些菜，那个他的那个烧制过程中可能加一酒精，比方在烧肉的时候，他那个再把那个肉温度烧得很高的时候，他可能加酒精往里面提味儿。然后这种情况下你加酒精的话，它那个因为当时你烧出那个温度很高，就是酒精实际上大部分都蒸发了，然后留下实际上是酒精那个香味儿。然后你食用这种菜呢，并不会带来任何那种迷醉的效果。所以说食用这种菜是允许的。
There are sometimes chocolate pieces. They have alcohol inside.
Stuff.
This alcohol is raw alcohol, liquor. That's called. Monks should not take this.Because it's not heated.
他说那种酒精巧克力呢，就比方说他里边喝那个酒是没有经过加热的。然后这种酒精巧克力是不允许吃的。
不小心吃了就是反切，不知道一半了，因为无心的嘛。
对啊，无心的。
阿玛那个。Okay, they have arita. Arita it is a kind of.It's called medicinal drink, which is fermented, but to the point when it's called before it is starting fermenting, they remove it. So then
they remove the
whole fermentation. They stop the fermentation.
Okay.
It's called and then they it's called this can be used as medicine.And we have Arista bottles. In Sri Lanka, it's called Arista.
Arista.
In India, they call Arista in Sanskrit.
Okay.
So, this the monks can drink it. Because it is somehow, if you drink this, it smells like wine. So then, but it is not intoxicating. Yeah, because they stop the fermentation.
然后他说那个就是
So, there is also this kind, we have here this trickle, they put on the curd, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, now even this one, if you leave it for a long time in the bottle, some they become acidic. So, and then become a little bit, some content of alcohol comes up. Okay, if one drinks this, if one drinks a lot, of course, then one can feel a little bit dizzy like that, some effects of alcohol. But here, according to the Buddha, he told it's not a problem because it is the alcohol content is so small, so it is insignificant. You can't get intoxicated by that. So it is allowed.
So this is from the Vinayapitaka?
Vinayapitaka. Amalaka Panit.
Amalaka means...
Before Arista, before Arista.
So Amalaka means neri, no?
Amalaka, no, no.
Yes.
Amalaka is sour.
Sour? Let me see. Amalaka.
Is it?
I think Amalaka means Neri.
Is it?
So you can see, so Amalaka means Amblic Mirabana. So Mirabana is actually something close to Arunu.
All right.
I think it's Neri.
Yeah. Okay, okay. All right, all right. Anyway, because I thought from the it comes from the Sanskrit Amla, Amla.
Amla,
which is so it's called also acid, no?
Yes, yes.
But even this this kind of trickle I told you, they have this kind of effect. Because sometimes the foam comes up on the top. You can see the foam comes on
yes,
the top.
So it becomes licorized. The foam will come up.
The foam comes up, that's what it's called. You can smell it, acidic. Some people they drink it because they feel a bit, it's good, jolly. But you can't get intoxicated. Very easy. Okay, you can translate some other.
Okay. 然后呢，这样给大家讲，就是说那个阿丽塔可能是由那个这个鱼肝子制成，那个鱼肝子就是他们就是相当于是下午是那个绿的很圆那个小果子，如果用那个制成阿丽塔是可以喝的。然后张老还说呢，就是比方说那个这那个比方说中午喝酸奶的事儿，不是吃那个酸吃那个。一盘装那个酸奶时，他会放那个糖浆，然后这个糖浆如果说你放的时间长了以后，它会变酸，然后再放一段时间，它上面开始出现泡沫，然后开始出现泡沫的时候，你去闻一闻，它那个它可能已经有点酒味了。然后这种糖浆呢，你去喝，它实际上到这个时候已经开始含有点酒精了。但是你一般来说，你喝这种糖浆不会让你那个喝醉，因为酒精量太小。所以说在这种情况下，也按照这个阿丽塔这个例子，就是说也认为是允许的。
说的呢。There is also now in Kanga Vaitarani, it says about one item which is called Lona So Viraga. Now, Lona So Viraga, it is mentioned in Mahavagapali in medicine, in the chapter of medicine. So, I'm going to explain what this is.
Okay. 咸三酱在大品药监督里边那个曾经被提到过，然后这张为大家解释一下这个咸三酱到底是什么东西。
然后，Lona So Viraga is made of different ingredients. According to the commentary, they can put any vegetables, rice, cereals, and meat, fish, and any other whatever they like, chop them. into pieces and so forth, and then they put them in a pot, put water inside, and they leave them for several years to ferment.
所以这个制作方法是这样的，它可以把任何那些那个谷物、蔬菜、鱼、肉，还有其他任何你想使用的是那个食物切碎以后呢，把它放在一个罐子里边，然后加上水，然后不是罐罐给封上，然后放在饭的那样发酵，然后用好几年时间来发酵。
After this gets fermented, so it becomes everything liquefied. You can't find anything more. All these kind of ingredients, however rough they are, if the fiber gets liquefied. So therefore, ultimately you have only liquid.
他说，然后经过几年发酵以后呢，然后你会发现这个罐子里边所有东西都已经液化，然后就是包括这还有那个那食物里边还有纤维素都已经液化了，最后那个罐子里边剩下的就只是液体。So,
and they use it for to treat certain ailments. Especially Ayurvedic doctors, because so strong, they give it only for special ailments. So, but the smell is like wine. So, because it got fermented. And you can't drink a lot. And there was one case in Mahavagapali, which one monk, after drinking, he died. So,
okay.
So then, therefore, it is not to play around with this kind of Lona Suviraga. It's quite dangerous. One has to take only small amounts of that, just to heal certain ailments.
然后他说呢，这个前三项呢，他是用传统草药大夫，他是用治愈特殊疾病。然后但是这个东西它闻起来很像酒，但是这个东西你不能只能吃一点，不能多吃。然后他说在大品里边有个例子，就是一个比库吃了一些前三项以后死了。So
now this Lona Suviraga it resembles like pickle. You know what pickle is?
There is a shellfish, so it's pickles.
So then, therefore, this is allowed in Mahavagapali. If one is sick for certain ailments, to take it. It's not, although the smell is alcohol, it looks like wine, but it's not real wine.
他说这个在大品里面说这个香菜酱只有你在特殊病的时候才能吃，然后就说尽管这个东西它看起来像酒，然后那味道也像酒，但它不是酒。
Okay, now the rest I explained certain points. The rest we can ask questions.
我先给大家讲一些要点，然后大家如果剩下时间，大家可以问问题。刚才我想问一下那个饮酒饮用，就是那个饭的两个要素，第二个饮用是指入口还是指入喉？
He's asking about the factors here. So there are two factors mentioned in Kankar Vitarini.
Yeah.
So he's asking about the second factor. So does it mean that so he has to swallow this liquor, or is it just comes into his mouth like that?
Yeah, drinking does not mean you put in the mouth and spit it out. If you put in the mouth and spit it out, you don't drink it. Drinking means you get it down the throat.
他说这个只是入口，如果说你直接在嘴里边漱一漱，然后把它吐出来，这不叫饮用。So he is asking that, so if it is allowable to use this kind of liquorized drink to use as mouthwash.
No problem. We have Listerine, they have Listerine, it's called other mouthwash things, they have alcohol in it.
那其实我说酒心巧克力的话。 吃到久了吐出来那饭呢
So he is asking that that kind of chocolate, a chocolate, which is stuffed with what's called alcohol. So while eating that kind of chocolate, he feels this alcohol. He just spit this alcohol out. That allowed.
And then he takes only the chocolate.
Yes,
swallows
yes.
the chocolate.
Yes, yes.
How to do that? I don't know. What is the trick he uses to do that?
他说您用什么方法做到这一点？
就是您什么方法做到就是只不能挤酒精出来然后不全部吐出来我没全部吐出来对啊他就是说他不知道那个有酒精然后吃到一咬酒精坏了全部赶紧吐出来哦你我以为你是直播小黑
So he's told that so before he uses chocolate he doesn't know whether it is stuffed with the liquor or not. So in that case, whenever he feels that there's liquor, so he spit the whole thing out of his mouth. In that way, he will not perform his offense. Is that true or not?
Yes, if he spit the whole thing, it's okay. But you can't separate the chocolate from the liquor once it melts inside the mouth, no? So I ask him, what is the trick he used to separate the chocolate from the liquor inside the mouth?
所以说在这个已经在嘴里边很分之后就很难把小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小
then remove all the liquor, wash it, and take only the chocolate.
但是在嘴外面是可以做这分离的，你先把那个巧克力给掰开，然后把那个酒给洗掉，然后把巧克力吃了。
但是还没有回答我的问题。
啊？
饭还是不饭？
不饭，他说是不饭。
不饭，你前面发音没说这没说这句。
我说就是 there no offense or not? You know, is there an offense? Is that true or not? So he's asking that so spit everything out, even not falling into offense. Is that true or not?
Yeah, that is.
No.
Spitting does not mean drinking.
Okay.
Okay. Drinking down the throat, spitting out of the mouth. No offense.
那这是吃什么料理的情况？吃的时候肯定。牙齿上沾一些酒啊，包括是用漱口水之后，牙齿上、舌头上、口腔里面沾一些酒。那这种情况，需不需要就是说再用清水漱一下口，然后再吃东西？还有呢，就是没有关系，可以直接吃。
So he's telling that so after eating this kind of it's called a chocolate, which is stuffed with it's called liquor. So after he spits everything out.There's still some remnant liquor on his tongue and on his the teeth and like that. So he's asking that. So before he continues to eat other food, is it necessary for him to wash his mouth or something?
So then you have to wash your mouth actually because but if there's some smell remains, there is aftertaste. So.These are insignificant. Abohārika, we call abohārika, insignificant. But you know that your mouth has been cleaned. You go and rinse your mouth, and if you see still the water coming some with the chocolate color and so forth, you continue cleaning, the water becomes clean. So, and then after you start eating.
他说一直漱口，然后漱到漱上那个漱口水那个不含有任何那个巧克力那个颜色巧克力渣，然后就可以接着吃。
那刚才我想问一下，朗姆的冰淇淋跟朗姆的蛋糕啊，它是属于与非酒而有酒色酒香酒味，还是属于非酒而含有酒精之物？就。啊，律藏里面那个不犯的这两种东西属于这两个里面其中哪一个啊？
那什么叫朗姆的冰淇淋？
朗姆冰淇淋。
朗姆冰淇淋是怎么回事？是怎么做的？
就是你吃起来有朗姆酒的味道，朗姆口味。对，
朗姆口味是吧？
对。
嗯，它里边有没有酒精呢？
应该有，肯定有的，不然它你要不出朗姆的。
然后那个丁总，您这蛋糕也是意思，他是做蛋糕工人，
肯定放朗姆酒的，
嗯，
没有朗姆。
你的问题是什么？
我说这两个品种啊，一个是朗姆冰淇淋，
我知道，它是你的问题是
属于就戒律，第一个是与非酒而有酒色、酒香、酒味，这是第一个，还有一个是 后面一个非酒而含有酒精之物是属于这两个其中哪一个？
So he's asking that. So nowadays, there are some ice creams and cakes, which is mixed up with rum.
Rum.
So he's telling that. So for these things, do they belong to? Do they fall into the category of those which is not liquor, but has the color, smell, and taste of liquor, or those which is not liquor, but contains alcohol?
So this is his question.
So now these belong to the category when, after taking this cake, Emilia understand, oh, there is alcohol inside.
Oh.
Because, so then, because it's not normal cake,
oh.
You can smell it,
oh.
You can taste,
oh.
There is rum.
Oh.
They put some rum,
oh.
And rum and brandy especially,
oh.
You can't miss it.
Oh.
You can't miss there is alcohol.
Oh.
And after you put it in the mouth and swallow it, only you can feel it.
Mm.
You can't miss that.
Mm.
So if that is the case,
mm.
Nobody else need to tell you this alcohol because you understand yourself. If that is the case, you can actually can't see the color, but you can see the you can smell it, you can taste it. These are good enough to understand it is not allowed.
It's not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. Because that rum and so forth is not heated. It is raw. They put it raw rum. If it is heated, of course, different. In cakes, they never heat them.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, because it's raw.
Okay, okay. 他说这个按照他说法，这是应该属于不允许。而不允许的原因就是说，你看你吃这种朗姆冰淇淋或者朗姆蛋糕的时候，吃到嘴里边立刻就理解是这里边朗姆酒，然后那酒精非常强，根本都不会落到这个东西。然后所以说你可以闻到这个朗姆酒的味道，可以那个气味，可以尝到这个朗姆酒的味道。然后呢，然后那个，然后他说是，然后你知道这里边肯定有酒精。然后这个他，而且他说那个做蛋糕里边放那个朗姆酒，那个从来他们不会给加热，就直接是朗姆酒放进去，所以这东西是不允许。
那我问一下，那个冰淇淋肯定不可能加热的。
嗯。
蛋糕他做这个肯定是加热的，这个加热的，然后那个口味的蛋糕可不可以吃？
So he's asking that in the process of making rum cakes, so in order to make cakes, you have to bake it. In order to make cakes, you have to bake it. So baking is a way of heating. So in that case, is it considered as called heated liquor or something?
Some cakes, of course, they make it, it depends now. Because if they are hot cakes, if they are hot cakes, they bake them. But other cakes, they don't bake. So, and what is the time they put the liquor, you don't know. I guess whether it is a liquor on, while they're baking, they put the cake on, so the liquor can be heated. Or after the cake is finished, they put the liquor, just to make it tasty. Because actually, the thing is, now, as far as I know, now, they don't put the liquor in the whole part of the cake. The liquor is mixed with this kind of... cream, they put the cream, no?
Yes.
This is why they put the raw, it's called rum. Otherwise, the smell will go very fast. They can't store it for a long time. If it is already heated, that smell of heated wine or brandy and so forth, it doesn't like for long. You have to consume it that moment.
Okay.
If it is heated to feel the taste. But if it is raw, it can last for long. And usually they put this kind of with a kind of cream. They put some cream in the cakes. So that is why they mix the alcohol.
Because that
is butter. That cream is butter. It can stick. The alcohol can stick. If you put inside the cake, it will trip.
Okay. 他说那个，他说这个问题是这样，他说具体这个东西，他那个是允许是不允许？你要看那个蛋糕是就是这个过程制作过程是在制作过程哪个环节加了这个酒？他说如果是在烘焙的过程中或者烘焙过程之前加酒的话，那么就像你说，那是加热酒；但如果是在烘焙之后加酒， 那这不允许的。然后他说，据他所知，但是大部分这种蛋糕呢，他晚上那个机加酒的时候，他是混合在那个生了酒，然后混合在那个奶油里边，然后这样那个放蛋糕上的。他说，因为如果说你是把那种加热之后酒，放蛋糕里边的话，那个如果说你还想吃到这个酒味的话，你必须立刻吃，因为就是说，要不然那个酒味很快就没了。然后他说，而且他如果说你是把那个酒放在蛋糕里边的话，那个酒味也很容易挥发掉。只有你放在那个奶油上，因为它长期粘在那个蛋糕上，这个酒味才不容易挥发掉。
那我可以这样理解，就是说我只要确认面粉，跟它放了几滴酒，就是为了调味嘛，放了几滴酒，进了烘烤箱做出来蛋糕，我就可以吃了。
对对对，就是等热酒被加热。
这个是属于两个里面哪一个？就我前面问的那问题，如果是这样的话，一起加热的这个蛋糕的话，属于非酒而含有酒精之物，对吧？应该是这个吧？
我觉得应该是第一个，我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that, so for those cakes, which contains what's called heated liquor, in that case, do they fall into the category of those drinks?With the liquor color, taste, or smell? Or do they fall into the category of those drinks? Which is not liquor, but contains alcohol.
If it is heated, no, I don't know. It is not offense.
He knows it is not offense, but he's asking whether it... Because for no offenses, there are two kinds of items. One is that... one kind of drink, which is not liquor.But it has the taste, color, or smell.
Artificial. These are artificial smell and taste.
Yes. And the other category is that it is not liquor, but it contains alcohol. So he's asking to which category it falls into.
So now we have the category, this artificial colors, artificial taste, artificial smell. Okay, this is not liquor. Okay, this doesn't belong to liquor at all. You have not to consider it as liquor. So then, and then you have the real liquor, which they put it while the meat is grilled. You grill the meat and put wine, they put brandy and so forth to make it tasty. The Buddha allowed this because it evaporates.
Yes.
It evaporates,
yes.
Only the smell remains. So then, in that case, you can consume. So, but it's real liquor, it's not artificial, real liquor. So then, therefore now you have unreal liquor and real liquor. In both cases now, in this I described, an offense. But you have the kind of liquor which is raw, raw liquor. And in cakes, they put in, it's called, I told you, put in cream. Once you taste and you understand, okay, this is a real thing because you can't miss it. It is not burnt. If it is burnt, it has a different smell. It's not burnt liquor in cakes. Usually, it don't get burned on.
So he's asking about this burnt liquor. So he's asking.
Yes, about burnt liquor. It finishes. It evaporates. It belongs to an offense. It's an offense.
Yes, he knows it's an offense. But there are two kinds of items which is in the category of.
But it's real. This is real.
Yes.
Real liquor. And the other is not real liquor.
Yes.
Not really artificial liquor.
Yes.
They put only the smell, the color, and so forth, all these things.
Okay.
This is the difference.
Okay.
Between real and unreal.
Okay. 他说那个第一种那个与非酒，而有酒色、酒香、酒味儿这种东西，它制作过程是不是不加酒的？它那个这个酒色、酒香、酒味儿呢？
就是第二个。
对，只能是第二个。
OK。
还有下一题吗？
有两个，两个和三个东西。首先有一种是那个润喉的一种药，这种药是喷雾剂，它直接喷在嗓子里，喉咙部位，但是通常喷出来的时候，它只是在那个就是附着在一个皮肤上面，它不会形成液体，然后有那种流动和吞咽的，吞咽的，就是没有办法吞咽，就除非喷的很多会吞咽，如果只喷一下的话，不会造成吞咽。这种东西，但是它是里面是含酒精的，酒精含量可能高达50%。
那他张老师这刚要素是只要你不咽下去就不含这些，他讲要素是这个刚。
但是他喷的位置是喉咙。
不对，你有咽下喉咙吗？你刚才不是说他不会咽下去吗？
但是如果是有唾
意的话，在验的时候可能是沾到了，
就是还是会验上。
你说你会验还是？
啊，
喷了之后你会验吗？
那也就是你这东西还是会验上一点，是吧？
啊，对对对，就验口水会沾到这个东西。
啊，
这是这个东西，还有一个就是我们吃的那个王致和豆腐乳。
嗯。
啊，就是南方豆腐乳它有油泡，但王致和豆腐乳它就用那个它泡那个腐乳汁儿里边儿，然后还有那个。
嗯。但是那个它不是调味的那个东西吗？它那个它不是那个什么那个调理那个为了取香味儿，放是烧水的酒。
但是因为长老说那个调肉，它是指的是在烹饪的时候，所以这个王致和那个它就是用煮泡的，所以而且在酒驾的时候吃完王致和腐乳，对那个东西一吹它就响。
什么？
就是酒驾
啊，
测酒驾那个仪器
啊，
如果吃完那个腐乳的话
啊，
对那个一吹的话
啊，
它就反应。但是血液里边是那个，如果是做血液检测的话，是没有反应。但是口腔气味检测是有反应。
也就是说，王致和豆腐乳那个豆子是泡在酒里发酵的，对吧？
我觉得是发酵之后泡在里面。
发酵之后泡在
因为它那盖儿拧开之后很重的酒。
啊，
你能闻出我从来没闻出来。你吃腐乳吃出过酒味吗？
一点点
酒味有那么点儿，但你如果酒香的话，几乎没有。
我觉得我连酒味、酒色、酒香三样我都没。
酒味也非常淡，可以说几乎是没有。
但是如果是那个喝那个，如果那腐乳汤喝的话，那是很辣的，能喝出来明显的就是有酒的感觉。腐乳汁
我
也确实
没
有。腐乳汁那是非常之咸的，然后你说你要
对，最主要就是说这东西就是那腐乳汁，因为它那个。明显的刺激口腔的感觉吗？
有吗？我就刺激主要那个咸味儿。
我喝过那个腐乳汁，没事儿。
对、
啊，我喝不了。但是你刚才说那个，就是说用那仪器检测，好像佛陀规定是用比人的感官检测。
对对
对。
你可以跟问其他警察们，这个大家基本上都吃过这些东西。我觉得王致和豆腐乳大家基本上都吃过。他们是，
我是真是没吃出来。你不说我都不知道里面是。
嗯，没事，我先问第一个，你第一个我可以问，so he's asking that, so now there's some kind of mouse spray, mouse spray. So in this kind of mouse spray, it may contain a very high what's called percentage of alcohol. But although you don't have to swallow this spray, but after you apply that to your mouth.It may get mixed up with your saliva. In that case, there's a chance for you to swallow a small amount of this kind of spray. So he's asking, is this kind of spray can consider a lava or not?
And they put in the mouth for what reason?
他说你那个口腔动物其实干什么用？就是
润喉。
What's called
专门针对老师讲，经常讲课，他嗓子特别，就是嗓子容易干，然后专门润喉。
To wet the throat. To wet the throat.
Wet the throat.
Yes, yes, yes.
So then, you can smell the alcohol, you can test it, or can you do that? How much the contain is?
50%.
20%.
50%.
50.
Half. 50.
50%.
Yes.
Can find another way because the other lubricants for the throat.
他说这个人是不允许。他说因为对咽喉来说有很多其他润滑剂。
关斯坦，
你说，
我想到一个问题，酒心巧克力，我放在锅里面烧，再倒到杯子里面再吃，这算加热？
So he is asking that, so for those chocolates.Which is stuffed with the liquor. So if he boil this chocolate first, boil in a butter, for example.
Boil?
Yes. Boil it, I mean, steam.
It's steam distillery in the butter. First for some time and then you eat it. Is it allowed?
So if he boils means he has to boil it.
Yes, yes.
Boil
yes.
No problem.
Oh.
Again, okay.
那还有个我比较喜欢吃的，我要问一下酒酿圆子。什么东西？酒酿圆子。酒酿圆子是什么东西？就是那个酒酿，就是那个醪糟。嗯。醪糟煮的那个汤圆。醪糟汤圆。如果是汤圆先煮，然后后放，那肯定不会能吃的，因为它没有加热。嗯。我放了一起烧一锅，就可以吃了。
我不知道怎么说醪糟，真的啊！我记得那个《十世非法》里边是不是那个《失落切酒》那个那是《失落切酒》，我不知道《劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳劳 这个磁场一样。如果他这个磁和他说这个磁和老早一种东西呢，那也好解释。这个英文词典解释这种东西叫棕榈酒。
棕榈酒哦，
对，
是那种。
棕榈酒可以是那个棕榈的古诗听，可以是那个。
九娘元素有英文的。
九娘元素有英文的。
有英文的。
我看。OK。这可不可以吃啊？对啊。So he's asking about this kind of Chinese food. Is it allowed or not?
Chinese food?
Yes. I don't know.
Boiled and fermented glutinous rice.
Do you know?
Dumpling is sweet rice. So in a...
我记得那个醪糟里边好像含有3%-4%，
是蛮高的，就跟啤酒差不多。
跟啤酒差不多，它但是它是煮过的。
If it is cooked, I guess he said, if it is cooked, no problem.
Oh, okay.
If it is cooked, no. Or fried like that, it's no problem.
而且呢，如果是煮过或者炸过也没问题。好，那 just explain.
Okay. I like it.
Ah, you like it? That's right.
Yes.Every year, every family should eat.
And you can smell test what rice?
Yes,
wine.
Yes, wine. But we must
boil.
You must boil. Sometimes they put in the end, if it is already half boiled, they put it. It is not fully boiled, maybe.
他说如果是在那个半煮的过程中，然后再把加上去，这也不行，这不算完那个就完整煮。
You tell him, to cook.
Yes, he could do.
But then, no taste maybe.
那那样就完整煮，没有那美味儿。你问题吧。
那个能帮咱确认一下那个我就是他喜欢吃，他要确认。我
因为那个腐乳是泡真的是那泡在那个腐乳汁里边，因为它不是煮过的。
我就复好，我能解释这个制作过程，就是首先因为豆子发酵，然后发酵后豆子放到泡着，还是用那个汁里边，
汁里边。
那但是你知不知道那个就是那个汁的酒精含量？
汁的酒精含量，要查呀，王志浩说。
你不喝那汁儿怎么了？
就是我就想知道，比如说那个
半斤腐乳。
我知道腐乳怎么说，但是我知道腐乳怎么说，但是我想知道它那个它酒精量多少，它那个东西。
对，就是那如果是那样的话，
它
那个
应该不高。
不是那个仪器，
这个太厉害了，你这个
佛陀时代没有
不是。
So he's asking about some kind of Chinese food, which is called a preserved binker. Preserved binker. So for this kind of binker, so after the fermenting, so they will put this kind of fermented bean into a kind of liquid, which normally contains, let me see, it's called the 12% of alcohol.
12% of?
Yes, 12% of alcohol. And they extract it's called the solid. In that case, is this kind of thing allowed or not?
So how long do they put it in this liquid? Liquid is wine, no? It's like alcoholic liquid.
Yes.
And how long do they keep it there?
I have to check. I don't know. So now it seems to be a 3 to 6 months like that.
Months?
Yes.
So then that gets the whole alcohol gets absorbed. Into the bean curd.
Yes.
So then, of course, you can smell it, taste it, everything. So then, people they prepare this, and the liquid is raw, it's not burnt, not heated.
它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它它
smoke, psh, come. But still, the nutritional value will be there. If we heat it, nutritional value will be there.
那个藿香正气水啊，有些藿香正气水，它是里面是加酒精，而且那个酒精是能够尝得出来那个酒精的味道，就是比较酸。但是那个藿香正气水那个说明书上说，你是要把这个藿香正气水加到水里面喝的，就是如果说，因为它每次只是5毫升，5毫升到10毫升，如果加很多的水，比如说200毫升的水，它就稀释20倍。
如果是那样的话，是不是可以？你就说稀释20倍以后，是不是就可以喝了？就是直接还能稀释，直接喝太难喝了。我都是这样，我也是直接。然后稀释20倍是吧？我那首先，首先我现在你们能不能直接？当然是一个酒精的，那个一吃一喝，你直接喝一喝。
我看这边酒精含量是多少？酒精含量我也反正没有那么严重，我觉得应该是没那么严重。我喝过那个，我经常喝一些，40%到50%。我记得没错吧？
可能我喝的质量比较低。40%。它可能比较少，你就不太那个。对，就十毫升。对，嗯，20%。 除以20，就1%到2%。OK， so he's asking that. So now there's some kind of Chinese decoction, which contains the 1%
to 2%. That's good. Alcohol. Is it allowed to drink it or not?
Yeah, because it is small amount. You can't test this.
Oh.
Even in Sri Lanka, they hardly put any alcohol.
Mm.
But according to the medicine chapter in Mahavagapali, the Buddha told we can take concoctions.
Mm.
With the alcohol, you can't smell, you can't taste the alcohol, you can't even suspect.
Mm.
Because this decoction, they have a very strong smell and taste, like astringent taste.
Ah, yes.
So then you can't smell. But if the alcohol content is maybe about more than 5 or 10%, then you can smell it, taste it.
Some of
the small amount is not insignificant.
So the significant amount is 5%, you mean?
I don't know how much. Main thing is it depends on the
taste.
On the taste of the alcohol.
Okay.
If you taste it,
okay.
You immediately understand, oh, there's alcohol inside.
Okay.
That means you can't drink it.
他说这个像像像像像这么低下，你那种稀释一下，这么低，一般来说是那个跟大品牌药监那个也是一般是基本药也尝不到，而且就是这么关键是你这种药本身一般来说都很强的气味。是，然后西施的这个程度，那个酒味很容易就被药给盖过去。哦，西施已经药性型了，哎，有啊，
他容易实现，他需要用那个。
我喝都是稀释，我不知道，没有稀释的话，
没有稀释，估计是不行。他是
thin 的。So he's asking that.
含的时候有啊，要每次喝就是。
So he's asking that. So there's another kind of decoction, which contains this. Let me see. 40 to 50% of alcohol. But for you,
like whiskey.
It's not whiskey because the
no, yeah, I mean whiskey also have this kind of amount.
Yes,
40 to 50.
Yes, but the smell of the medicine is so strong. So you don't think much about the alcohol. I have drunk that kind of medicine before. So you want to think about the alcohol because the smell of the medicine is very, very strong. It's very stimulating. Like that.
You can
find out, but it's not as significant as the smell of the medicine itself.
But there is aftertaste, no?
Uh-huh. Oh yes, aftertaste.
While you drink, maybe you not feel it, but after you go to the stomach, you immediately understand.
No, even in the mouth you can understand, but it's not as significant as the smell of medicine. I mean,
it's camouflaged.
Yes,
it's camouflaged, but still, it is too much.
Uh-huh. But he said that so for each time you only drink 10 milliliters. For each time you only drink 10 milliliters, you can kind of drink more than 10 milliliters.
10 milliliters, tablespoonful.
Huh?
10 milliliters or tablespoonful.
Yes, something like that.
So then, even then, but you can have an aftertaste, no? Aftertaste comes after you know that it's called. It is actually 50% is too much.
Uh-huh.
You can't miss it. There is no way to miss it. Uh-huh. Although you mean it is camouflaged,
uh-huh.
But after it goes to the stomach, maybe the smell will come in the nose. You immediately understand. Oh, okay, it is some alcohol.
So it's better to dissolute this kind of a decoction with water and then drink it.
Okay, yeah, bro.
Okay.
But I don't know whether the smell will go. Maybe the smell become more prominent on the test after drinking mixed with water.
Okay.
Because the camouflage will go.
他说那个什么这个这个如果直接服用的话，因为饮食可以闻到，然后也可以尝那个酒精味儿，虽然不可以，但是你吸食到饮食中就可以服用。嗯，还有香没有？
我问一个题，其他的关于非食时的，就是非食时，它是指的一定是吞咽才算，是这样的，就是非食时是不也是以这个口门为界限啊？
So he's asking that in order to incur what's called we call it the pachiti. So you have to actually swallow this vikarabhosa. Is that true or not?
Yeah.
那静脉注射，张老师这一块，
So he's asking about injection. That's good. In that case, you didn't swallow injection.
Injection is what? Now, injection is food injection or what?
Food injection.
Yes, now you see, now this word ajohara. Ajohara is double meaning. Double meaning is, they said that the normal meaning is actually to swallow down the throat, okay? And we have another meaning of ajohara when it occurs only once in the whole Tripitaka. In the case of Bodhisattva, Gautama Bodhisattva, when he becomes so weak, when he is struggling for 6 years, the self-mortification, he becomes so weak, he falls on the ground. And devatas came and thought maybe he died or so forth. And they, what the Buddha told, thought, I will abstain from all food. So then, the devas came, no, we'll inject you with food, a deeper oja, divine food, they told him. So in that case now, the devatas use ajohara, will inject you, because he can't take from the mouth, he will inject you through the pores of the skin. They tell you through the pores of the skin, will inject you divine nutrition. So that is why we have to find this kind of usage of ajohara through the pores of the skin comes in that very sutra, in Majjhimanikaya. Therefore, from this we can infer even ajohara is a meaning of injection also. Okay?
他说那个就是吞咽那个词，一般有两个意思，就是第一个意思最常用的就是吞咽的意思，然后第二个意思就是这三里面就是吞咽意思。 然后出现了中部一个一步经里面，他说那个佛陀经过这个佛陀经过这个六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六六
But usually now, like you see, I don't know whether the doctors are able to inject you protein through the, because it's protein which matters, no?
Yes.
The protein through your it's called veins, in order to get nourished. I don't think they do it like that.
他说那个，然后他说他一般，他不知道现在医生是不是通过那个经静脉下向你看你出生的那个蛋白质，他说那个通过蛋白质滋养身体，他说他不认为他们那么一般这样做。
So they can inject some other medicines and so forth, but protein I have never had before.
他说他们可能会注射其他药品，但是呢，蛋白质从来没听说过，因为实际上就是看你是不是非是要看这个是食物里边是不是食物里边是不是有蛋白质。Because
now for us to regard something as food, protein content must be there.
他说是那个，他说所以说那个，就我们要把一个东西当成是那个食物的话，它必须是那个含有一定量的这个。There
is no protein, no vegetable.
如果不含蛋白质，就没有非食的问题。
So, in the city, any questions? Yeah, because you are going to the next rule now. Any questions?
No, I'm sorry.
No? Okay, now before going to the next rule, I want to tell you a story. So, once a Burmese monk. In Burma, every April, middle of April, there is New Year time. And there is a kind of festival, it's called Water Festival. You know?
Yes.
In China also, Water Festival. So, and then one Burmese monk told a Sri Lanka monk, now look, in our country we have Water Festival. So then, do you have in your country also water festival? He asked Sri Lanka man.
然后呢，他儿子那个在缅甸有个习俗，就是每年四月中旬时候，他们过这个新年，然后他们会那在新年时候他们会那个过一个节日叫泼水节。
然后这是然后有一个缅甸人，一个缅甸僧人问那个斯里兰卡僧人，他说我在缅甸有种节日叫泼水节，然后你们国家有这个节日吗？
So Sri Lanka man told no, we don't have water festival, we have Arak festival for the New Year. Arak.
Can I spell the word Arak?
Arak? You don't know Arak?
I don't know this kind of liquor.
Arak is rum.
Rum
festival.
Can I spell this word because I didn't know this kind of liquor.
You are in Sri Lanka how many years now? Arak. You get the year it's called. Arak bottle sometimes.
Really?
We
have coconut honey.
Coconut
Arak.
Okay.
It's a kind of rum.
The bottle of coconut honey in Arak bottle?
Yeah, in Arak bottle, but the bottle is only, it's called for Arak, it was for Arak, now empty, no? They put coconut sugar. So then, Arak is a kind of rum. So therefore, in Sri Lanka now, during the New Year time, people they don't throw water to each other. They drink alcohol. They have alcohol festival. So therefore, the Burmese monk, he was shocked. What? You have alcohol festival? Your country is Buddhist country? So now because in Sri Lanka the problem is that Christians arrived for many centuries. These colonial powers arrived. Colonial power means Spanish, Portuguese,
British,
Dutch, British, and these people spoiled the population. They spoiled them, they learned them how to drink alcohol. Therefore now this practice of alcohol is very widespread in Sri Lanka. This is the reason of how many people die because of alcohol.
他说那个斯里兰卡问题呢，就是说他好多世纪以来就都曾经被这基督教殖民势力给统治过，然后这殖民势力包括那个西班牙、葡萄牙、荷兰，还有英国，然后说那个然后这随着这个喝酒这种习惯也随着这个殖民势力的斯里兰卡的发展，而传播的很广，然后斯里兰卡很多人也喝酒而死掉。It's
actually the Christians who globalized alcohol.
他是基督徒让这个酒精全球化。
Because now, according to the Jesus teaching, so in order to become a Christian, you have to eat the bread and drink the wine.
Yes. So that's the flesh and
which represent the flesh of Jesus and the blood. And this is what people go to the churches, Christians who go to the churches. For small children, they have to be given every Sunday bread and wine. Bread and wine. They make them from small children to become alcoholics.
Okay. 他说根据耶稣的教诲呢，他说那个就是一个人要入那个基督教的话，那是首先你要吃面包喝酒，然后这个面包呢，就是所谓的圣餐，然后这个面包代表那个耶稣基督的肉，然后这个酒代表耶稣基督的血，然后呢，所以说在基督教国家呢，就是哪怕那个很小孩的大人会带着小孩去那个每个周礼拜天，去那个教堂里边吃面包喝酒。
So it's actually Christian monks who developed the best recipes to get the best wine, the best alcoholic drinks in the world.
所以说就是那个基督教的传教士们，然后那个他们把这些最好的酒，然后那个带到世界上各个地方。
Therefore, the most famous brands of alcohol, either whiskey or wine or vodka, has been developed by Christian monks.
所以这是最有名的酒类呢，比方说那个威士忌、红酒啊，还有伏特加这些东西，都是都是基督教这些发明的。
Even vodka, nowadays, it is which many countries people drink vodka. It was formerly, it's been slowly developed, but it was a Christian monk who developed the best recipe.
The best
recipe to make vodka. To make vodka for the best recipe.
Okay.
So, and this recipe became popular all over Russia and other countries.
他说比方说以伏特加为例子，然后最早的那个就是说最早能制作伏特加最好的配方呢，就是基督教是做出来的，然后慢慢这种配方传遍了整个俄罗斯，然后传遍整个世界。
So there are many monasteries in Christian monasteries in Europe. Monks specialize themselves how to make good wines.
他说他说在欧洲很多那个基督教修道院里边，他说那里边那个修士们就是专门负责做酒的。
Sometimes in the label of the wine, they put the face of a mango.
他们有时候在酒的标签上贴上那个修道士的那个脸。
Very fat, mango with red cheeks.
然后脸很肥，然后脸颊很红的。
So, therefore, France, Germany, all these countries are very famous because of the monks who produce best wines in the world.
然后法国、德国的人传教，这些基督教士们就是以制作世上最好的酒出名。
So if you travel in this country, you can see hectares and hectares and hectares of wineries. That's cool.
所以说如果大家去这些地方旅行的话，然后大家可以看到就是一公升的一百公升这样的一个。
Even out of the whole product of cereals, for example, grains, they produce grains. Most of it goes for distilleries, as called, to produce alcohol.
然后他说那个就是，so you mean Europe? You mean Europe?
Many countries who produce alcohol.
他说很多国家生产谷物，然后大部分都用来做酒。
Therefore now in Sri Lanka also it has become like that, and instead of water festival, we have here alcohol festival in Sri Lanka.
然后最后斯里兰卡也变成这个样子，所以说斯里兰卡没有喝水节，只有喝酒节。
And then, especially in Christmas time and Eastern time, many people die. Most of the deaths occur during Christmas time and Eastern time.
他说，所以在那个基督教那个圣诞节和复活节的时候，很多人死掉。
No, Christmas is to celebrate is a religious, what's called, religious event, no? And that, what's called, in the name of religion, they drink alcohol. And on top of that, they kill so many animals because they want to feast, no?
They want what?
To feast.
Feast. Okay.
They drink alcohol. And a great population of animals are killed during Christmas and Easter time. Therefore, killing and drinking alcohol both come together.
说他然后在这个定义这种宗教活动，所以他们在宗教在这个宗教的名义之下，他们喝酒，然后开宴会，然后他们开宴会要这样吃很多动物，然后又杀害很多动物。 所以说那个他们这种增减活动呢，就是有两件事情，一个是杀生，一个是喝酒。
So then we have finished about alcohol. Now we go. We later we'll speak about after few rules. We'll speak about killing also. Rule about killing.
继续讲了几件事情之后，我先还要给大家讲杀生戒。还讲下一个。So, which is the next rule you're going to explain?
Now, okay, now the next rule is 54.
54. 下面我们讲那个巴西第54条。
So, who is the next? Indaratana, no? You can read.
尔时说世尊在桥上弥陀居士罗也，其实具受禅陀为非法行。诸比丘作如是言，有禅陀复如是作，此非进行，彼以轻毁之态相向。诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以具受禅陀为轻毁耶？乃至残泥，汝实为轻毁耶？实然，世尊。佛世尊喝则？于人。汝何以为轻毁耶？于人，此非令未信者深信。乃至诸比丘，汝当如是诵此学咒：轻毁之态度者不未提。轻毁者有两种轻毁：人轻毁与法轻毁。人轻毁者，受具足戒依智戒而言时，被彼为被除什么者，复有罪者，被斥责者，彼之与当无效。而轻毁之者，未提。法轻毁者，受具戒者依智戒而言时，被如何灭，或除，或驱出此人，或言不欲学其法而轻毁之者。不一提，于受具戒有受具戒想而轻毁，不一提。
轻毁，侮辱的侮。
轻啊，于受具戒者有疑想，于受具戒者有未受具戒者想，不一提。于受具戒者以非自戒而言时，对。此不利于治邪除恶端正敬重精进而轻毁。读九，未受具戒者依治戒而非治戒而言时，为此不利于治邪而轻毁。读九，如于未受具戒者有受具戒者想。读九，于未受具戒者有疑想，不觉吗？于未受具戒者有未受具戒者想，不觉吗？言如是疑问，从我等之师学习，师恒者最初之犯行者，犯也。
真品。要请读
这个。给点点，刚刚被点点了。
上面那个，以后都错。
在第四，不恭敬者，即对人或对法或尊敬，因此任何比丘当以达上者以所制的学术劝告时，犹不想随者他的话做，或为了不想学该法做不恭敬，对他在那不恭敬心得人，此人是被举者，神圣降者，应受呵责者，他将不做什么？
那块不用念了，没事。
啊，不做啊，在。
Okay, now this rule has a in Vinaya rules has a big radius. Okay? Although it's very small, but its implications are very big. Okay, and I explain why.
他说这样的戒看起来很小，但是在戒律当中，它的辐射范围和它的含义其实非常广的。然后张老师给大家解释为什么。So
now here, disrespect. The Buddha tells there are two kinds of disrespect. One is towards the person one gets advice from regarding a vinaya rule. So then, and then another is about the rule itself. Then I disrespect towards the rule. Although this rule the Buddha put down and we should follow, but has disregard for that rule. And then he falls into paccitti offense about this, to this rule.
然后呢，他说那个，这样的，这个地方说的不公平有两重含义，一个是就是对那个就是有关戒律问题对你提出建议的人，就对这个人不公平，还有一个就是对这个机器戒律本身不公平。
So then now he says, for example, that like Chana, the bhikkhu Chana, when he has been advised by other monks, that is, don't do like that, this is not allowable. And then he disrespected the monks. And he disrespected the rule also. And this is why the Buddha put down this rule here, that is paccitti offense by doing like that.
然后他说那个律藏里边明确说明，就是诸比丘所如是言，有产陀误如是作，此非净行。然后这个这个禅陀呢，就是比以轻轻五十在相相。他说这样说这个这个这个禅陀这个轻五十在，他是即使对这对他做建议的诸比丘也是对这个诸比丘所说是这些学说。然后所以说佛陀的智人这样记。
So if one or if a monk advise oneself, one shall consider what he has to say and check whether it is an agreement with Vinaya. If it is, one should follow it. Follow this advice.
所以说如果有人给你定那个一个比丘戒律方面建议，他说这个比丘应该考虑自己应该说什么，然后他首先看看这他这个建议是不是符合戒律，如果说是符合戒律的话，那他就应该遵守这个建议。Although
that monk maybe at his all shortcomings also, maybe he also is not very good in Vinaya practice, but in that particular case maybe he is right.
他说那个提出建议，因为他跟他本身那个对自己有一些缺点，然后他自己的戒律可能那个也不是很清醒，但是他提出这个建议本身可能是正确的。
So therefore now one has to check, not to judge for the superficial, it's called character of that monk. Just check whether it's true or not, and then see if it yes, one should follow it.
他说所以说我们不能我们对这种情况应该好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好好
one reads about the rule, okay, and he thinks, oh, this rule now we can't follow. Now some monks, they tell about money. Modern times you can't follow this rule and what is relevant, it's called. This is maybe in the Buddha's time, it's called. Now you can't follow this rule, vikala bhojana difficult and all these things. This is not for us. Now we're living in the century, no? 21st century. This rule the Buddha put down only for the 5th century BC. So, this is not relevant. They out of disrespect for the rule, he does not follow. It is pachitya called this rule.
然后呢还有什么就比方说有些比丘在阅读戒律时候呢他是看到这个有人机器戒律的时候有机行戒有分时戒这样戒然后他看这些时候呢就说这些戒律是不适应我们的因为这些戒律是那个佛陀时代的然后那个是在那个公元前五世纪时期然后在二十一世纪时候我们可以不用时戒律
So for now here in the Vinayapitaka it says all the examples. How can this rule be destroyed, abolished, vanish and so on. So if he, because one knows, does not like to be trained in Vinaya, one has some aversion towards training in Vinaya, so he makes this kind of disrespect and he falls into pachitya.
So this is from the Vinayapitaka, you mean?
Vinayapitaka, you can see. Dhamma, Dhamma Dharyan.
Dhamma
Anadharyan.
Dhamma Anadharyan. Okay. So that means he told this advisor. And so how to expel you?
No, he thinks how this rule can be destroyed, vanished.
So this translation is wrong. This is not a problem. Problem is from here, I think. Katayan.
Ayan ki means this rule, how this rule can be destroyed.
Okay.
Katanaya dhammo. Katanaya dhammo. Naseya, vinaseya, destroyed, and vanish. And tan na sikidukam, and does not want to train in this rule. And another
angle, he this regard for that. 也就是说，他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他给他
And he does not attack the person. Yet he wants to get rid of this dhamma, of this rule.
So this is what he said.
Yes, he says. Okay. He thinks, does not say.
He thinks, but only by thinking he will find out.
Yeah.
By thinking he will find
out. Yes, right. He's thinking, and he does not sekidukama, does not like to pain also. Thinking like that, and also plus, does not make the effort to train.
Okay. So that means he didn't follow this advice.
Because he does not follow this advice because he's thinking like that. His thinking is this.
Okay, the first factor is he's the thinking.
He does not want to train himself.
Doesn't want to train himself. He didn't make any effort to follow this advice.
Another anger. He is called Nasakitukama. He has disregard for that.
Disrespect. What is this? What's called? Manifestation.
Disrespect towards the Dhamma, the rule.
Uh,
the
so,
rule.
by not making effort to correct himself.
Yes, both.
Okay, okay.
First he thinks, uh-huh. and after he doesn't practice.
Okay, okay, okay. So the translation is totally wrong. Okay, I'll explain. 他说那个数据界者一知家人言师呢，就是他这个比库，他受到别人建议，他是那个他听了别人建议，然后他听了别人建议之后呢，他说，我应当怎样才能那个消除或者去除这家戒？这个不而不是死人，然后。 这第一个条件，他如果只是这样说还不算，然后他下面那个霍言不欲学习法，就是然后是这一个，是这一种情况，或者他说他不想学这些，他这个学的意思不是不学习，而是训练的意思，这段是训练意思，就是说不愿意受这个学术训练。 然后或者他说我不愿意学这个学术训练，而轻武之者，八戒不以听。然后这个地方，轻武就是说他不但心里面这样想，这样说，然后他实际上他也没有遵守这个人建议，然后这个地方是所谓的轻武，啊这种情况下犯了八戒。So
even now in everyday life, there are such situations when. Even a monk thinks, oh, now this rule is there. I can't follow this. Okay. It's difficult to follow. Mm. So then other monks follow, but for me it's difficult. Uh-huh. So and he doesn't follow. He doesn't practice. Mm. So now first he falls into this offense, anadare pachidya. And after, if he breaks the rule, he falls into other offenses by breaking it.
然后呢，像比库这样想，这二阶对我来说太难了。虽然其他人可以守，但是对我来说，我是没法守的。然后，但这个比库因为那个只是这样想，他不守这个戒的时候，首先他犯一块不恭敬八戒，然后呢，对他破的一下心，他按照他破的一下戒治他的罪。
So then, now this is regarding Vinaya rules. But the Vinaya Pedaga tells, even if one's been told apanyatena, but the Buddha has not put down a rule. And the sub-commentary, the Samadhagvasaka explains that something called the Buddha preached in the Sutta, or the Abhidhamma.
Okay?
So then, for example, a monk tells Bhikkhu, now you should not so be greedy, no?
Oh.
Okay, be greedy. And that monk thinks, oh, he tells me not to be greedy. I will not follow his advice. Why I should follow him? So then, and why the Buddha told not to be greedy? Who should be greedy, no? Otherwise you can't survive. So therefore he tries to do that. So out of disrespect for the advice of that monk, and now the disrespect what the Buddha told in the Sutta, for example. He do not put down a rule. But he told the Sutta. Then he's dukkha offense.
然后这个地方，根据普团员对这个非智戒的解释，就是说这个非智戒是他佛陀并没有在律藏里边制定这个学说，但是这个非智戒内容呢是佛陀在那个经藏。 或者是论藏里边那个提到内容，比如说那个一个比库对另一个比库建议说，说那个尊者请不要有贪欲，然后这另外一个比库讲那个这我非常不爱听他的，我干嘛不要有贪欲，说不要有贪，我死怎么能活下去？然后他以这种想法，然后他不听这个另一个比库建议，然后这样的话他犯了恶作。
Therefore now, if that monk who advises oneself, the bhikkhu who advises oneself, if he is correct, after one checks that actually yes, this in the sutta the Buddha told the monk should not behave like that. So maybe in the Abhidhamma also. So then if one checks and thinks, yes, that is correct, I should follow like that, then I should follow. So otherwise, look at offense.
虽然这种情况下呢，就是这个被建议的比库，他应该敦促自己， 然后那个看那个看看他对方这个建议是不是符合那个经藏或者那个论藏里面的教诲。如果说是正确的话，那就应该那种遵从；如果不遵从的话，就犯了那个恶作。
So therefore, then Vinayapitaka tells you even anupasampana. If for example, samanera advaisi piku, a layman advaisi piku, pandupalas advaisi piku, even a woman advaisi piku, bande, the monks have these rules, no, not to eat after in the afternoon, while you are sitting is not good. Then, if that monk, the piku, gets angry with that person, oh, he thinks, I'm not going to follow this rule. Again, he falls into dukkata. Dukkata according to this, because the person is anupasampa.
他说那个甚至是如果是未达成者，比如说沙弥、红衣或者那个居士，甚至一般的女人，比方说那个他那一个比丘站那个下午吃饭。然后这一个女人跟他说，那个尊者，佛陀不是制定分时要戒，你为什么要在下午吃饭呢？然后这个比丘当时那个发怒，或者心里想，我才不遵守这要戒呢。啊，这样的话，那个他就会犯着那个不恭敬的八戒戒。啊，不是八戒戒，那个恶作，是恶作，因为他这个那个建议他的人是为他上的。
So other dukkata offences regarding.The perception. So then one is not free of wrong perception if that person is, while that person is anupasampana. One thing that is upasampana and one makes disrespect, shows disrespect, then is dukkha offense.
If it is upasampana, he thinks it's anupasampana, it's pachitya.
No, if he's anupasampana.
If it's anupasampana.
Anupasampana, and he thinks he is upasampana.
Ah, okay.
And he thinks I'm not going to follow his advice. Why? It is dukkha offense because he is anupasampana. While one thinks it is upasampana, he is not upasampana. Therefore, it is dukkha offense. You can see this dukkha.
Yes.是这样说，那个与那个未受拒绝者有受拒绝者想，然后也会犯恶作，就说那个积极建议的人。
The same way it is if it is in doubt. Is this you pass on, but never mind. I'm not going to follow his advice. Again, if that person happens to be on the pass on, it's good.
然后那个与未受拒绝者有意向，也是那个恶作。
Okay, so now there is no offense if one thinks our teacher told us like that. So therefore I can't do it otherwise. So then one has no ability to check what the Buddha himself taught. But one remembers that our teacher told like that. I can't follow this advice. So there is no offense because of that.
他说：“那个，这仗着这个地方给大家讲，那个就是以后的特例来讲，就是那个学习的从习惯而来，而说就是别人建议的时候，你说那个如此问题呢，是从我们的导师那里学来的，然后我们不能遵从你的建议，这样的话是不对的。”
那关于Samatha Pasadika, this acharya, this teacher, should not be a person who is, it's called blameworthy.Blameworthy, because he himself doesn't follow the rules. It's really a person who is actually knowledgeable. Not one who is, has never studied Vinaya Pitaka, he does not break, he breaks the rules and so on.
他说：“根据普陀岩的解释呢，然后这个地方导师呢，他本人不能是一个应责备的人，不能是一个那个首先不清净的人，他必须是一个多闻的人，一个世界清净的人。”
So it might be then, of course, this kind of reasoning that oh our teacher told like that because our teacher is very knowledgeable in Vinaya Pitaka.He might know why he advised like that, then I will follow the advice of my teacher, not to follow that person's advice. Then is no offense.
他这种推理，他是这样，他是说我们心中想，就是我们导师关于戒律知识非常丰富，然后就建议我人对于戒律知识未必能丰富，所以我应该听导师建议，而不是听他的建议。我如果是因为这种想法而那个拒绝建议，这是无罪的。
But even then, one must know that even teachers They also go wrong sometimes.
但在这种情况下，大家也要注意，就是因为老师在有些情况下，他也会那个犯错。
Therefore, one must also be knowledgeable to some extent to check whether what the teacher your teacher tells is correct or not.
所以说自己要有一定程度知识，然后就有能力检查，就是说这个老师教的东西是正确还是错误。
Okay, now I don't know about Kankavitarani. Kankavitarani is not difficult, no?
然后那个以后多长解释好像也并不简单。
Any questions?
那有什么问题吗？你说。
就是关于别人建议你说我从老师这里学的。他建议你的是，就是佛陀的制定的戒条还是非戒条是经是从经上学，或其他论章里面学来的东西。你明白他建议你是你不应该说妄语这条戒还是你不应该有那个贪欲吃太多就是不是戒条的东西他建议你的东西你才能说这是我从我老师这里学来的
没有吧就是这个好像没有什么事我可以帮你问一下
对问一下我怕就是说他说这条戒是有的你后来你说我从我老师学来的另外一个东西那怎么办
So he's asking that. Just now you mentioned that if the person who got advised, he can answer I learned this practice from our teacher. In that case, we're not falling into offense. So he's asking that in this case, is he advised with regard to the winning? Or some other contents from the Sutta Pitaka or Abhidhamma Pitaka or anything.
Anyone, for Vinaya Pitaka is Pachitya, if you disrespect it, for Sutta Abhidhamma is Dukkata.
But anyway, if he answers that, if he answers like, we learned this practice from our teacher, there will be no offense for him.
Yeah, no offense, in both cases.
不管他问的什么，只要你让回答都没问题。
So therefore now he does not, in that case now, this is told that, you don't show disrespect for that person on the ground that you learned it in this way from your teacher. Okay. So that person is going on to get offended. Okay. That bhikkhu doesn't want to get offended because he learned from his teacher like that. So, but if you don't tell like that, that when you tell, you are going to tell me and so on, you attack him, try to attack him, I have no regard for you and so on, then of course it is Pachiti.
So he's asking that, so if the monk who got advised, so he keeps silent when he got advised, but he thinks that I will not follow his advice, and he didn't correct his mistake. In that case, will he fall into this pachiti or not?
Yeah, it's the same. Because about thinking is there, no? I told you that this thinking, if he thinks, just thinking like that, I will not follow his advice. It says,
So just by thinking he will follow
you don't need to tell that bhikkhu. you just internally think, who is going to advise me, this fellow and so forth. He himself does not know how to practice, he is going to advise me and so forth. Then doesn't want to train, you see. Another anger. Then, because of that, it is pachitya. Just by thinking. No, you don't need to attack the other person.
But if you said like that, this samatana, the Kankavitrini said that this samatana of this rule is the same as arinadana. If that is true, then arinadana you can also incur by thinking only. Samatana.
Yes, no, but it is actually you bodily, you don't want to practice.
Okay. So you don't want to practice, you didn't practice with bodily.
Bodily also you don't practice.
Okay.
You think, I am not going to tell you advice. At the same time, you don't practice all.
Okay.
有时候那我可能对有疑惑或者怎么样，但是我就心里边持一个疑惑，那我干脆不吃了，我不吃了我就不会再。这也算是自动的情形，因为他不让你那样做，然后你就没那样做。啊，这个就是。对。啊。OK。然后你还有什么想？还大家还想？OK。So no other questions, it seems.
第五自然段那个以后都给我里边那个括号里边那个人的那个，
我是哪儿的解释啊？他关键问题在于他没说是哪儿解释，所以我都不知道他算哪儿弄出来的这个。对吗？都不知道怎么问的。对，他这个应该不是普通人，他如果有普通人的话，他会标出来。是不是那个什么？我看一下，是不是从绿藏里边抄的？我看。
应该就是从绿藏里边抄的，我看。被拒者神圣想者，神圣想者这个我不知道和绿藏里边翻译不太一样，但是其他地方完全都是绕绿藏里边抄的，我觉得完全照绿藏抄的。这个改了一下。对，然后你看你笔下这个地方好像是照绿藏抄的。就是换个词。你看这个地方好像是照绿藏抄的。就是人那个地方，你看他是那个。就是人类人。对，人性无者，那个数据界者，一只加二厌是未，比为被出千者，富有罪者被斥责者，比之与当无效。然后这是那个人那个地方，然后反的地方他抄的是那个如何灭或除或去除。他应该照绿藏抄的。然后他也和那个绿藏一样，他翻译那个此人消失不见全踪。他这应该都是错误翻译，要这样来说的。
那么再确认一下这个翻译。他这个翻译的那几个词翻译者。对，那几个词翻译者。我觉得是说那个被拒者应受何罪者，这应该没有什么问题。被除却者，然后富有罪者。被除却者，被除却者，然后这个除却者是。被除却应该是被拒罪的意思，我可以帮你翻译。So
he's asking about Vinay Pitaka. So he is asking about this Avambitova Garahitova, and yes, he thinks because of anger, who Kitako, he is suspended monk. He is suspended. Avambito means he is disrobed.
第二，这个人是已经还俗的。
He is to be blamed.
第三个是应受何责的，这是没问题。So
then, in this way, I will not do his advice.
然后那个是，然后最后一句话，他那个比喻与当无效，这是张朗的翻译是，我将不会按他的建议去做。Thinking
like that, another
encounter,
he shows disrespect.
那这样的话，他就表现出了不恭敬。 OK, so this is one part. The other part, let's go. 然后你还对其他还有问题吗？
这里边他是指说还是指想？这里边。
So this monk is thinking or saying this speech?
He does not say. He speaks. Excuse me, he thinks.
He thinks.
Yeah.
But,
ultimately, the thing is that he, Anandar and Garud, he shows disrespect.
Show disrespect. He didn't follow this advice.
He does not follow.
Okay. 然后他说他心里边这样想，然后后面那个做不恭敬的，就是说你后来就没有遵守这个建议。
那个那个汪彼得是还俗的意思。他是还俗的意思。还俗者不是打伤者，应该恶作嘛，怎么会关系第一？不是，他想他是还俗者。他想。对，你看这个人的对话前提是受拒绝者，就是这个人已经受拒绝者，然后一直叫人是，他想，被举罪者，已还俗者。 就是你凑合想，你就要对。
These are just examples. These are again examples. They are not. Every monk should not think like that. These are just examples.
啊，这只是例子。然后你看。哦。Okay.
It's not that every monk should. If you don't think like that, Okita Gonzo, what then you don't fall in the fence.
啊，不是说你不这样想就不犯戒。啊。
So main thing is another and this is a factor. One shows disrespect.
那个最主要的因素是那个是你那个轻侮辱者，就是说你做出了不恭敬，做出了不恭敬，就是说你没有按他建议去做，这个是最关键的因素。嗯，大家还有其他问题吗？
你说，
就是刚才那个法的那个翻译，如何灭除啊？那个翻译，您再确认，您给我。
我看一下，就是刚才那翻译，我有点太晦气了。啊，OK，OK，OK，是，translate this thing again，那谁，we，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，same，
Vinasaya is something like that.
Okay.
Antaradaya vanish, disappear.
Okay. So all the three words are kind of synonyms, I think.
Synonyms now. Nasaya and Vinasaya are very close together. Antaradaya means vanish. It's called vanish means you maybe, I don't know.
Oh, okay. And, 然后他说那个
disappear
前两个词意思很像都是那个消灭它或者是那个使得不见然后最后一个词也是 let 那个消失反正三个词都差不多对第三个叫立刻消失不是 let 它消失它是那个使动形式你可以看那个词使动形式对吧 OK
abolished is another
也可以说取消
Now, for example about this minor lesser rules Some monks they think, oh, these minor rules, lesser rules and so on. They who don't need this may as called be vanished from the Tripitaka. We don't need see in Tripitaka to study them.
他说比方说那个律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律 学术说的吗？
原文还没有这个法。
对，也没有法，但是也没有人，他只是他说这就是他指代他说的那个内容，他是个、
哦、
那个对。OK， 嗯，大海先生。
就是说他给我的建议跟我的戒律课学生是不一样的，
嗯，
我决定还是跟随那个戒律老师教的，
嗯，
但是我为了避免跟他产生那个言语上的冲突或者争论，
嗯，
我就说啊好，那个谢谢你给我的建议、
嗯、
但是我并没有说我是尊重我老师的，
嗯，
因为我是怕引起那个
嗯
观点上的
嗯
争论，
嗯，
然后我但是我心里想我还是按照我戒律老师教的去做、
嗯、
所以我依然去怎么做。
嗯嗯。So he's telling that, what if one monk, so when he got advice by another monk, he said, okay, thank you for your advice. But when he's seeing that, he was thinking, okay, so this monk's advice is different from what I learned in this Vinaya class. So I will follow what I have learned in the Vinaya class. Like that.
In Vinaya class or teacher and so what, it is... Yeah, it's okay.
So that means he doesn't have to speak out that I learned this from a teacher. He only by thinking is enough.
Yeah, it's good enough.
You don't need to attack that monk,
also to tell him thank you also. You can smile and so what, you can go. But at the same time, you are thinking that we have learned something different in Vinaya class now. Maybe this monk might not know this. But anyway, now this is actually, you can think like that. But at the same time, my advice is, okay, check whether maybe that monk is correct.
So he is asking that. So in that scenario, is it allowed for this monk to ask the advisor to show his source of his opinion? In that case, is it allowed?
Yeah, no problem with that.
Minute.
Because now that shows actually respect for the Vinaya, because if one doesn't care about such topics. So it shows that there is no respect for Vinaya also. So, but if you want to really know what is the source and to check and so on, that shows that you are interested to practice. Therefore, it is a good positive point. To ask the monk what is the source and so on.
他说你问的是话，但是实际上这种情况这样显示你对这个戒律的恭敬，然后呢你也显示你对那个时间对时间这个戒律的兴趣。
But again, it depends, because some monks are so arrogant. So then they think he asked me the source because he mistrusts me. They might get angry sometimes. It depends. It depends on the. You must be careful. To whom you talk, that's why I'm telling you.
他说这种情况也很有一份非常傲慢，然后你一跟他说，人家不就出上哪儿看他的意思？你既然敢和我这样，你肯定还是不相信我。然后呢，我就可能就对你发火，所以说你要说这种话，就看你和你说话的人是什么样的人。然后再那个，关键不好意思问一下，如果这个比库跟你说，他不是按照他给你说的这个建议是传统上的。
So what if this bhikkhu's advice has nothing to do with called the Sutta Vinaya or Abhidhamma, but this bhikkhu said, so okay, you have to do this and that according to our custom here. So in that case, is it allowed for these people to reject the advice or something?
No problem with that, no offense. For example, here there is a they put a label, don't spit. So then, but if you spit, and the other monks, why you spit and so on, and you don't follow the advice of another monk, you spit.
Yes.
So no offense. Quite a Vinaya. But trouble with other ones.
他说，比方说他们在这个水池里边吐痰，然后你吐痰，然后别人发现你不要在那吐痰，然后你还先往里边吐痰，然后这种情况，戒律角度你是不犯的，但是你会给其他比丘带来很多麻烦。
我明白。
你说。 你就问现场吧，不上桌。是不是在这条线上定到下座，对上座，对，这个这条线上座和下座。没有，就是微受气解释，可以对训练受气解释，然后问甚至居室里面都可以建议，对。
So now we're going to discuss. So now we're going to discuss.